Good morning. My name is Dana Kohut, and I am a minister in training at the Mohilili Hongonji Mission. This morning, it is my privilege to share the Dharma with you. I hope you enjoy what I have to share. I can only hope that my heart will choose words which will convey my meaning with the most effect. With the recent volcanic disaster to strike Ontake, Japan, our hearts go out to loved ones and friends who may have been affected by this tragedy. This is a time when great compassion flows and prayers will be said. You may also engage in moments of silent prayer that will be requested on behalf of those we care about. This is a natural part of the grieving process that we have shared with others for generations. Personally, I was raised with Tibetan prayer flags. You can find prayer in our gathas, and last month I sat in a meeting where a young minister asked all those gathered to participate in a minute of silent prayer on behalf of someone close to us who had suffered from difficulties. At the time of this silent prayer, where people of compassion were sitting with eyes closed and heads bowed, I was looking over at another minister, and I would imagine that my expression was something like his expression. It was the look of bewilderment, both of us knowing that the idea of prayer is not Buddhist. Though with prayers in our gathas and moments of prayer being requested by young Buddhist ministers, I can see where confusion within the Sangha would be justified. Tibetan prayer flags are holdover from the ancient bone religion of Tibet before Buddhism, and I would imagine that prayer in our gathas is a reflection of the desire to fit in by our ancestors who are new to Western Christian culture. I would also imagine that Hawaii, being a culture of prayer, also had an effect, but the fact remains that prayer is not a Buddhist concept. Prayer is a reflection of the desire to have a power greater than ours intercede for our own benefit or for the benefit of others. How often have we wished for our parents or children that they would get well when struck with illness or disease? It is natural to want the suffering of others to cease, especially for those who are close to us. Is it not the Buddha himself who wishes for our suffering to cease? Is this not a reflection of his great compassion? And isn't compassion something that we admire in all people and which is a characteristic that we would strive to emulate as Buddhists? But maybe the question we should be asking ourselves are, what is compassion and what is the purpose of life? The Buddha, through the Dharma, teaches us about the purpose of life. Difficult is it to be born into human life. Now we are living it. Difficult is it to hear the teachings of the Blessed One. Now we hear them. If we do not gain emancipation in this present life, how may we be freed from sorrow in the ocean of births and deaths? Difficult is it to be born into human life refers to the myriad of kalpas or lifetimes that we have already lived to get this point in our spiritual evolution. Difficult is it to hear the teachings of the Blessed One refers to the many other teachings that exist, Christiana, Judaism, etc., and with so many voices talking, how lucky we are to be hearing the teachings of the Buddha Dharma. How many lives have we already spent listening to and learning teachings that did nothing to help us escape lives of suffering? If we do not gain emancipation in this present life, how are we to be freed from sorrow in the ocean of births and deaths? Reading this, we come to the understanding that life is precious. In this life as Buddhists, we finally have the teachings, and with the help of Amida Buddha, we can reach enlightenment and be freed from sorrow in the ocean of births and deaths. It is Amida Buddha's goal, and he has vowed to help us along our path to enlightenment. But this creates the question, how do you help a child learn? In our compassion to have our children have an easier life than we did, we are tempted to shoulder some of their burden, but in doing so, we cheat them of the opportunity to learn for themselves. Amida Buddha teaches us that life is about learning. Prayer would be an intercession. Prayer is asking God to shoulder a burden, but in doing so, he would cheat us of an opportunity to learn, which would hurt us, and that is not his desire. If Gautama Buddha had not experienced suffering, he would not have been driven to find an end to suffering for all beings. If we did not experience suffering through personal experience or observation, how could we be expected to learn the benefits and virtues of compassion? If we did not experience or observe the effects of greed, how could we be expected to learn the benefits and virtues of sharing? Without ignorance, how can we be expected to learn the benefits and virtues of wisdom? Why would we want to take these opportunities away from our children? The answer is that we wouldn't. The supposed benefits of prayer would deny us the benefits of learning the lessons that result in bringing us closer to enlightenment and a place in the Pure Land. Our Christian friends don't understand our viewpoint because they don't have the benefit of the Buddha's knowledge and teachings. They don't understand that we give thanks and offer incense in gratitude for this knowledge and the great compassion that he shows us by sharing this knowledge and understanding with us. When a moment of prayer is asked of us in a gathering, it is an opportunity for us to put our hands together in gassho and bow our heads in a moment of silent reflection in gratitude for teachings that reduce suffering in our lives. It is also an opportunity to compassionately listen to the suffering of others and in doing so, hopefully reduce their suffering. People who listen are often listened to. Our calmness and compassion in times of grief is noticed. Questions arise, and the Dharma may be shared. The oxen are slow, but the earth is patient. We must be patient with those who are new to the Dharma, as they may be slow in understanding. Our patience benefits all parties in the same manner that Amida Buddha's patience with us helps us and those we come in contact with. I would like to thank you for listening to my Dharma message this morning. And if you have any questions, you can normally find me at the Moilili Hongonji Mission each Sunday morning for family service and each Tuesday evening for meditation service. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.